I think the dust of the World Trade Center reveals the secret of the cause that we're all looking for. In addition to the observable characteristics of the tremendously explosive event that are each of the Twin Towers, scientists, starting with our own government, USGS, and R.J. Lee, an environmental firm, they find keys in the World Trade Center dust. What do they find? They find billions and billions of previously molten iron droplets that are spheres. They're the diameter of a human hair. These are in all the dust samples, in fact, up to 6%, depending on how far the dust is away. These are clearly formed in the air before they drop to the ground. Now, they turn out to be iron. It's not steel. It's not copper. It's not lead. It is iron. Now, iron is a component of steel, but this is pure iron without the alloys associated with steel. It's in all of the dust. What does it mean? It means it sustained temperatures twice that of jet fuel or fires. So we have an incredible degree and volume of evidence throughout all of the dust that the scientists from the USGS and environmental firms point clearly to molten iron and formed in temperatures that are twice that of the towers. This is damning evidence that was not included in either of the reports that we have been...
What caused that? Missed.
Okay, so what caused that?
That's the part I keep coming back to.
Well,
what?
We know this. We know temperatures exceeding 2,700 degrees caused it. What could cause those temperatures? Well, again, we look at the other clues that scientists, an international team of scientists, found also in the dust. They find hundreds, in all the samples that they have taken, they find hundreds of small chips of red on one side, gray on the other. These chips turn out to be nano-thermite composite explosive materials. They're an incendiary that appears to be designed to have some explosive properties. What am I saying? If we have a slide on our DVD that shows that these particular red-gray chips are in fact composed of extremely small particles of nanothermite, iron oxide and aluminum powders that are a thousand times smaller than the human hair, perfectly uniform to each other, and intimately mixed. Such that it can only be made in really what amounts to the most advanced defense contracting laboratory.
Are you reluctant to say, then, that you believe there must have been these explosives there already in between the floors that would account for these increased temperature reactions of which you speak? That could account for that beyond the temperature of the burning jet fuel. Are you reluctant to say that?
Oh, I think it's clear that these explosives originated inside the building prior to its destruction. And
how much explosives are we talking about? What would it take?
Well, we know this. It's been extrapolated by the team of scientists that there's anywhere from 3 to 10 tons of these unignited nanothermite chips found throughout all of the dust. This is 3 to 10 tons of unignited. Now, if you add up the weight of the residue of that ignition, which is the molten iron spheres, which are produced, by the way, when you heat up these small red-gray chips to about 420 degrees centigrade inside a differential scanning calorimeter, they actually blow up and create all these spheres, which match the chemical composition of the spheres in the dust. So we know that those spheres are about 10 or more tons in terms of weight as calculated by this team of scientists. So clearly there's, at a very minimum, of the stuff that lands outside the building, we're talking 20 tons. This is a big job that would take several dozen persons several months to prepare.